Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is the kingdom of God? Well, kingdom is basically two words, king and dom from dominion. The kingdom is the king's dominion. Actually, in Young's literal translation, you see it all through the New Testament. Instead of using the word kingdom, he uses the word reign, R-E-I-G-N, reign. Seek ye first the reign of God. And so, talking about the king's reign, that would be the area of the king's influence. The king's dominion, what the king reigns over. What does he reign over? We're going to talk about that this morning. Aren't you glad you got a roof over your head? I shouldn't be in a hurry, should I? You don't want to rush out of here into the rain, do you? I mean, no telling how long I could preach over here today. Well, I tell you, the kingdom of God is a big subject. In this sixth chapter, back up to verse 9, and see what he had already been talking about just a few verses earlier before he said, seek ye first the kingdom. Verse 9, when they asked him about praying, he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's the very next thing? Your, the Father's kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He goes on to say, read the rest of the prayer, give us this day our daily bread, keep going. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For what? Yours is the kingdom. What is the kingdom? What the king reigns over. The king's dominion or reign. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And just a few verses later, he says, don't seek what the Gentiles are seeking. You seek what? The kingdom. The kingdom of God. His reign and His righteousness. That goes together. All that the king reigns over, he reigns in righteousness and in justice. You can see evidence of His reign when He's reigning over something, it's done right. And it's fair, and it's just and good. If it's not, that's indication He's not reigning over it. Now, this is one of the biggest things that we need mind renewal about as believers. When we say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, what is God ruling over? What is He reigning over? And many Christians would say, everything. God's reigning over everything. God's in control of everything. And that's just not true. Did you hear that? Ooh. That was a holy cow. We just poked it real hard. Did you hear it? Religious tradition that has replaced the Word of God. People get huffy and they go, ha, God's in control of everything. Is He? Is He? Go back to the prayer. He taught us to pray what? Thy kingdom come. Now, if the kingdom has already come and is manifested in its fullness, why would you pray that it would come? And what's the rest of it? Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. If God's will is being done in its entirety on the earth, why would you need to pray that it would be? The truth is, it's not. Let me ask you this. On earth as it is in heaven, how is it in heaven? We don't know a lot about heaven, but we've given some things in the Word of God. Tell me about the crime rate in heaven. How much crime in heaven?
None.
How much famine?
None.
Disease?
None.
War?
None.
How much?
None.
You know why? Because God is in complete control there.
Glory to God.
And we need to be seeking that His will would be done here. Like it is there. Now last week we went into some detail about how that Jesus was tempted of the devil. You remember Matthew 4 and Luke 4, where He was out in the wilderness for 40 days. And among other things, the Bible said the devil showed Him what? Anybody remember what He showed Him? All the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time, and showed Him all the glory of them. Well, we know Rome was a great kingdom in those days. And there were other kingdoms. What did He say to him? I will give you. The devil is telling Jesus. The devil. Is there a devil?
Yes.
There is. The devil is telling Jesus, I will give you the authority of all the kingdoms of the world, because it's been delivered to me. And I give it to whoever I want to. Most Christians don't believe that, do they? You know what they believe? God is in control. They don't believe the Bible. Now, let's just stop right here. Did you know the devil wants you to believe God's in control? And he wants you to believe there is no devil. Why? Because if you believe God's in control, ultimately you're going to blame God for all of the terrible things that are going on. And even if you don't say it, you just won't understand, and many people have become bitter against God, haven't they? God, why did you do this? And then preachers come along and say, well, there must have been a reason. And the truth is, God had nothing to do with it. Jesus talked about the devil's kingdom. He said, if Satan be divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? Bible talks about principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Is that talking about God? No. No. It shouldn't be hard to figure out. We already talked about it. When the thief comes, the devil comes, he comes to steal and to kill and destroy, Jesus said. Do we see anything that's stealing from people? Killing people, destroying people, then what do you know? 2 Corinthians 4:4 is right. Satan's the god of this world. And he's ruling and reigning through men and through the curse and through any number of situations. Now, I know that may not be as popular as some other things, but how many want to know the truth, not just what's comfortable? The truth will do what for you? It'll make you free. Thank you, Lord. Go with me, please, over to the book of Hebrews, 2nd chapter. I want us to talk about, actually, I'm moving too quick. Go to Luke 17, and then we'll work our way over to Hebrews. I want us to ask some questions. We've already asked and begun to answer, what is the kingdom of God? I want to ask also, where is the kingdom, and when is the kingdom? These are very important things for us to understand, and I don't claim to know it all. I'm believing for light and revelation. Let's come up higher. Let's get free from tradition and junk and walk in the light. Are there benefits for us What will happen to you if you're truly seeking first the kingdom of God? You won't live like unsaved people. They're struggling, working themselves silly, just trying to make ends meet. You'll be busy seeking God and He'll add everything to you. Yes. Now in Luke 17, let's begin to answer, where is the kingdom? Now we know that kingdom is the king's reign, where the king reigns. Luke 17 and 20. When Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees, you ever noticed how demanding these religious people are? Didn't ask, demanded. Demanded when the kingdom of God should come. Now, why would they demand this? What did they say to him? When's this kingdom you're talking about going to come? Why would they say that? Because he must have talked a lot about it. He must have talked a lot about it. Because finally they say, what are you talking about? This kingdom, when's it coming? And he said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation or with outward show. Don't look on the outside for it. Because that's what they were doing. Even his own disciples were too. They thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear, the scripture said, and they're talking about on the outside. They thought Jesus was going to become king physically. In fact, there were a couple of groups of people more than once ready to do it for him. Remember that? And he walked away and wouldn't be a part of it. But they thought he was going to lead them to total deliverance and victory over the Romans, over everybody else, and then Israel become a supreme power in the world. And they were thinking outward, weren't they? And he said, no. Verse 21, neither shall they say, lo, here's the kingdom, lo, there's the kingdom, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now let's back up. What is the kingdom of God? It's where He reigns. Is He reigning everywhere in the earth? No. Obviously not. But have you given your heart to Him?
Yes.
And your life to Him?
Yes.
Then He reigns in here.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say, He reigns in me.
In me.
The kingdom of God is in me. I'm in the kingdom, and the kingdom is in me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.